And I know it got flooded one time and filled it with water. But I can always remember
the cat.
Used to sit on when the sirens went off, used to sit on the cellar steps because you got protection.
That was Lee Road though, wasn't it?
I can't.
I can only remember sitting on the cellar steps at Lee Road.
And also at times when it was really cold or anything, we used to sleep under the table in the kitchen. Mm. we did, sitting under the table in the kitchen. And I can remember we had mice in the ears, so it was under the table in the kitchen. There was mice running across the floor.
But you don't remember Mum's horrible parrot, do you?
I can't remember Mum having a parrot, no.
Just inside the door, and every time somebody went through, it used to go for you. Only person it liked was Mother.
I can't remember. I know we had a canary. Mum had a canary.
But she had remember a parrot
that,
before
I can't remember that. I can't remember the parrot.
Mm. Do you remember the pig that kept...
Henry. When we used to go and collect food for Henry.
Well, I know Dad kept pigs.
Pig. Yes, but do you remember the extra pig that he... And we used to go and collect... We had a bucket and we used to go to all Mrs. Old and Mrs. Whitney and all of them with the bucket and they used to contribute food. And then when the pig was killed, and they called it Henry so that we wouldn't know there was an extra pig. Oh, we thought Dad was feeding somebody on the land called Henry. Don't you remember that?
Well, I can remember the pigs up the land because it used to be one of my jobs to go and clean them out on the Saturday. clean the pigs out and the rabbits.
Now, Mum always says she was hard done by because... She wasn't paid as much as you to do the work.
Oh, so she said. I can't remember that, but perhaps being younger than me...
You were paid sixpence.
Oh, was I?
You were paid sixpence an hour, and I was paid threepence an hour because I was a girl.
It's even...
You and Pierre Masters were paid sixpence an hour.
That was even in them days, there was...
discrimination.
Sex discrimination. Taking a tribunal now, isn't
it? I've got you on tape. That's it. I'm going to court now.
That's it. Tribunal.
You have to pay a compensation.
And I can remember in Lee Road, I can remember when all the bombers used to form up into the big flights flying off to bomb Germany. I can remember all those.
Yeah, we used to be taken out into the garden and it was just absolutely, the sky was black.
Full of these planes all.
And I can remember the night Coventry was bombed, we were sitting on the Stella steps and it was the bombers were droning going over, weren't they? Mm. There were so many to bomb Coventry and they flew over Northampton. And I can remember sitting on the Stella steps and my mother saying, some poor sod's having it. And there's only one bomb dropped in Northampton, and that was it at Boughton. And Mother's cousin was so terrified of getting bombed, she'd moved to Boughton to be safe, and her husband got his face blown, didn't he, with the bomb. Do you remember, by God?
Some bombs dropped in the cemetery.
Yeah.
Then... Billing Road Cemetery.
Oh, I didn't know some bombs.
What happened? The plane was in trouble and it jettisoned the bombs and they dropped into the cemetery. So they only disturbed the residents.
And how much news were you getting from Holland?
No, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Why?
Because there was no communication. Dad did try the Red Cross, didn't he?
I think so, yeah. He always used to listen to the Dutch... Radio.
No news
from Holland at all.
How aware were you of your Dutchness?
Oh, very, because Dad used to come up with his Dutch books, hadn't he?
Sit on the bed and
try and teach. Ain't way, dree, fear, five, ses, save, knock, make, team.
Did learn a little bit, didn't we, when we were children?
He used to come and sit on the bed. And we, John and I, used to share a bedroom because, and in Lee Road when Gran was in the back bedroom, do you remember?
We had the middle bedroom between us.
That was, and then when Gran died, John, that was in 1947. I think it was she was buried.
Your English grandmother.
Yeah. Auntie Marie and Nigo were there.